Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into some reports about the Mannheim School District 83 strategic plan, specifically a report for their Board of Education.
That's right. Our mission really is to unpack what they achieved in the 2024-2025 school year.
And then look ahead, see what specific steps are planned for 2025-2026, all focusing on, you know, student learning and growth towards those 2029 goals.
Exactly. And it's worth mentioning right off the bat, the report gives a nod to the Board of Education.
Ah, right.
Yeah, for their support and leadership. It really highlights how crucial their role is in enabling all this progress. It makes a difference.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's get into it. The year that just finished, 2024-2025, goal area one, student achievement and growth. What jumps out from the report?
Well, a big piece was laying groundwork. They fully developed the draft math curriculum. That's 100% done, ready for the board.
A guaranteed and viable curriculum, right? Why is that so significant?
It's huge for equity. It means every student, doesn't matter which classroom, gets the same core learning. Consistency.
Okay, got it. And they also strengthened their MTSS structures, multi-tiered systems of support.
Yes, specifically implementing Tier 2 plus enrichment groups. That's 100% across all schools.
Tier 2 plus one, so that's beyond just catching kids up.
Exactly. It's about targeted support and enrichment. Pushing students who are ready, supporting those who need it. Proactive, not just reactive.
And there was targeted professional development, too.
Yep, like the assessment literacy training for social studies teachers. That was fully completed. It helps teachers measure progress effectively, especially with the new curriculum stuff.
Makes sense. And the report mentioned accelerated courses, too. Middle school.
Sixth through eighth grade, math and ELA accelerated courses. Those were developed and implemented this past year, 100%. So those options are already in place.
Wow, okay. But here's a number that really stood out to me. Attendance. The average growth across schools was over 10%, plus 10.98%.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable.
Some schools even higher. Westdale, almost 20% growth. How do they manage that?
Well, the report stresses it wasn't just luck. It points to a real team effort. Lots of champions and teacher leaders driving it.
So it signals more than just kids showing up.
Oh, absolutely. Big jumps in attendance usually means students feel more engaged, more connected to the school. And that connection is, you know, fundamental for learning.
That connection idea flows right into goal area two, doesn't it? Climate and culture. They use surveys, right?
The biannual climate surveys, yeah. For students and staff. Helps them keep a pulse on the school environment.
And the report listed specific examples of building positive culture.
It did. Things like the Jaguar Superhero Awards, MMS Student of the Month, Weekly Bull Bucks.
Mm.
Those recognition programs really reinforce positive behaviors.
Little things that add up. And the Spirit Days, Ugly Sweater Day, Cultural Awareness Day.
Successful, according to the report. Builds that community feel. Plus, they mentioned staff wellness efforts and more family engagement nights, literacy, math, STEM, cultural events.
Strengthening that school home link. Vital stuff.
Definitely. And quickly, goals 4 and 5, they hit 100% on attending job fairs for staff recruitment, completed their asset inventory, and developed emergency response plans. So resources and safety are covered too.
Okay, so a really foundational year, lots accomplished, driven by teamwork. Now, looking ahead to 2025-2026, what are the concrete plans based on the report?
The focus stays sharp on goal 1, student achievement. They're planning to develop draft curricula for pHealth and social-emotional learning.
SEL. Okay.
And creating common assessments for all math outcomes. That ties directly back to ensuring that math curriculum is having the intended impact.
Measuring what matters. I also saw foundations mentioned.
Yes. Implementing foundations. That's an explicit phonics program in all third grade classrooms. Really targeting those crucial early reading skills.
And a district-wide attendance goal.
Setting the bar high.
Yeah.
95%. Building on this year's games. Making attendance a clear priority. And of course, fully implementing those 6th, 8th grade accelerated courses developed this year.
Right. Moving from development to full scale. And for climate and culture, goal 2.
Continuing the collaboration on school events, providing family resources like workshops based on, you know, what families are actually asking for. Sustaining the momentum.
Practical support.
Exactly. And the report notes that next year's professional development will shift a bit more focus towards goal 4, staff support and growth, while the resource alignment work just continues.
So wrapping this up, what's the big picture from this report?
It really shows a district making measurable strides this past year, laying key foundations in curriculum, boosting engagement, and the report emphasizes that team effort behind it all.
Yeah, you really get that sense.
And crucially, there's a clear, actionable plan for next year. specific steps building on this year's work, all driving toward those 2029 goals. Student learning is clearly front and center.
It does feel deliberate, doesn't it? Like each step connects. So here's something to think about. How do you think these specific plan actions, the curriculum work, the phonics, the attendance push, the climate efforts, how will they actually change the day-to-day experience and potential for students in the classroom next year? What impact might you see?